Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the most essential nutrient you have on your dairy farm, actually for your total dairy operation, and that's called water. Yes, we've always had some concerns here in Kansas, but we're going to have to look beyond where we're at today to where we need to be in the years to come so that we can continue dairy operations and expand operations that we currently have. So what are some things that we need to be thinking about as dairy farmers? We need to think about, where does most of the water go that is actually used in dairy production? It's actually used to irrigate crops. As you think about your planting decisions, you might want to be taking a look at how you could utilize some of these other crops. Small grains raised over the winter, or possibly sorghum raised during the summer. Is it going to increase the complication to your feeding program? Of course, as you're going to be dealing with some additional feeds and you're going to have to work out the amount that you'd be feeding every day and try to figure out how we were going to remove the correct amounts from silos, and that might require that we construct some different forage storage structures, or we might need to use some silage bags for some of those crops. However, these are all discussions that need to be had. So it's important that as we look at our future in the dairy industry, that we consider how water might limit our ability to feed cows as well as produce milk here in the High Plains. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.